can start the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Now, Avraham Amru, three lines on the bottom. Mi shepor mi der amabu rosi lepor ami mi shein emet bedibo. Yamut b'shloim a mois kainis. If you say like Rabbi Yochanan that mois kainis, so that's him, there was a mois kinyin. So the male of his chayzam, I gave him a kair to be oike the kinyin, but for being oike the kinyin, koi ba'avo. Avo li amre, to be old like reshlokis, mois einam kainis amai koi ba'avo. So why did you make all of them? There was no Maisa Kinyon whatsoever. Mois Einam Koinis. So the Gemara answers Mishum Dvor. There was no Maisa Kinyon, but there was an agreement, a mutual agreement to sell it. So because of that, it's also a klola. Ubedvorim mikoi ba'avo, for Stamazay Dvorim, there is a klola of avo, the Avo Omru Mishapo Miyanshe de Ramabu for Dvorm alone, was now you learnt a Baraisa, Abshimen Oimer, Afar Pisha Omru Talis, Koine Dinozov, Ein Dinozov, Koine Talis, become what Ein Dinozov, Koine Talis means Kosmois Enem Koinis, become what Kim Kacha Loche, Avo Omru Mishapo Miyanshe de Ramabu, Manshe de Raploge, Manshe Stoim Bamoire, Ome Mitzrayim Bayom, Hu Osir Lipor Mishe Enemit Bidibure. There's no kinyan if Stamos said there was dvorim alone. Yeah, v'chayza v'iruach hachomim neichaymenu. V'amaro v'onin lona ein ruach hachomim neichaymenu. So the Gemara answers, we'll see in Rashi exactly what Rava was machadish, Rashi in Tosfos. So the Gemara answers as follows. Dvorim vika ba'adayu mois koi ba'avo. That's right. Dvorim alone without mois. So then there's no, that means if there was so much sincerity in the dvorim that he paid for it already, so then koi ba'avo, even though mois ain't him kindness, but there's a klola. Dvorim v'leka b'idayu mois, it never came to this matzav of paying for it, loikoi ba'avo. Let us see Rashi, v'ein din azov kai netalis, gabi peiris habidah v'tibir. Mikoma came, kach haloche, kloima, af lofi peronis, asido lovoi alachoyza, that means even though he's going to get Peronius, kach haloche, shein bezen yecholim lakev biyodei. But bezen, that's the loche. Dinozov, evein dinozov, kaine talus. The loche is, that means even though there'll be Peronius, but the loche is the loche that the kinyan, one can be the battle of the kinyan. Before we go further in Rashi, I'd like to be marach a little bit in this klola, a very interesting klola, mishapol manche de ramabol, anche de rafloget, anche stoim, v'amoyren, mitzrayim v'ayom. The Tosfos Arosh says, de ramabol, ho yemoleim chomos, lo ho yoimdim b'diburim. That could be, they weren't aimed b'diburim. And but the others, stein ba'moira derafloge, he doesn't say a beer on that. Where do we see the agav? He says, u'mitzrayim lo yoimdim b'dibureyim, shebachol sho yoimdim lo shalech es Yisrael. First it says sending them b'chol so behem. But there's a more dekaora that the Ben Yoyode asks, mitzrayim b'yom. Why do we mention that Kibayom? Okay, that was, the Ben Yehuda says a very interesting pshat. He brings down from the Arizal that Odom Harishain was perish from Chave after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. He was perish from Chave Al Tshuve 130 years. And these 130 years he was Roya Kari, and from the Tipais Zera, that he was Roya in his 130 years, it came out these Deiris, the Deiris, the Deir Hamabel, the Deir Afloge, Stoim Vamoire came out from the Tipais Kari. These were Neshomes that should have been Neulet Bekdushe, Malkoponim. These Deiris came out from Odom Arishon. And we see that all of them had a terrible mapola, the Deir Hamabel. Now, what brought about the chet of Chave? So Bemis and Odom Arishon was Mesav of the chet. It was really, it started from Odom Arishon. Because Odom Arishon told Chave that Rabbeinu Shalom asked Negiya. Rabbeinu Shalom didn't tell him that. If he wants to tell her, let's make a gather. That's one thing. He told that Rabbeinu Shalom asked Negiya Bachila. The minute he told her that Rabbeinu Shalom asked Negiya, and if we make Negiya, there'll be Mise, so the Nochosh took the bull by the horns and he pushed Chave and he said, see, it's not, so just like I Misa Benegi and Misa Bechila. The Shinui that Odom Arishon was Meshane B'diburoi was Mesavev the Mapola from these three Deiris that came out from Shinui B'diburoi. So Misha, this came about, that's he says, by Paroi, he says, why did Paroi chase them? By Marcus Borges, he gave up already. He threw in the hat, he told them they should go and finish. Why did he chase them? He chased them because he held, because they said they're going for 3 days. Mamela, now, the Rabbi Shalom was sending Makis, and thus, the whole purpose was they should go for 3 days in the Midbar. No, they're Baruch Om, it's after 3 days. So they are not doing Tzivoy Hashem. Some say they want to run away already. So, listen, the Rabbi Shalom that was sending the Makis, including Makis prayers, because it was a three to send them for 3 days. And Lamaise, they're there more than 3 days, so that's not the Rabbeinu Shloilem, that's them. So he'll take care of them. That's why he chased them, and he wasn't afraid of the Makis he suffered till now. The Makis are from the Rabbeinu Shloilem, but now they took the law in their own hands. So he says, why did the Rabbeinu Shloilem take say 3 days? He says, because he was also Shina B'diburi. When was he Shina B'diburi? He says, the whole Shibud became the Perach. He told them, do me a toive and work just for 1 hour. And every Yid wanted to show that to a toive for a pare for 1 hour, they went overboard and they worked with all their kairas. And then he said, oh, so the Perach became Avodas Perach. That was, so the whole Shibud came about through a Shinui B'diburi. It was a Perach, and then it came out of Shibud. So there was a Midah, Keneged Midah. So the Baruch Shalom told them, you say for 1 hour, and that's what you did? I'm saying 3 days. There was a Midah, Keneged Midah, Mikesh Tispatel. You're Mishana B'dibur. It's going to be like this also. The only reason was Tova Bayom, because he thought it's only for 3 days, and because they said 3 days. Now, the Rabban Shalom only wanted 3 days, so he thought it's only going to be 3 days, and now that they're more, so the only way it was Machazek Liboy was because of the 3 days. So that's why he chased them into the yam. That's why he chased them into the yam. And that's what was Tova Bayam. The whole reason it was told him 3 days, because he was Mishana B'diburei. Because he started off Peperach, so it's a Midah Keneged Midah. So he says, that's Pshat the Gemara. The Gemara means that Pari was a Meshana B'dibur. Look what happened to Pari. Tova Bayom. So that Misha Pora, that means this is a Poroin of a Meshana B'dibur. Adam was Meshana B'dibur, came out the Mapol of these three Doyers. Pari is Meshana B'dibur, Tova Bayom. That's the payment. That's the cloth. That's we have living examples of the price of Mishana B'dibure. Now the Baraisa says, "V'achoyza boy ein ruach hachomim noichemenu." If it was a nice of a nice in Bidvorim, va'omar Rava onayin lono elayin ruach hachomim noichem. And we have to understand what Rava is maisa. Now let us see the next Rashi. Ein ruach hachomim noichem enu. Ein nachas ruach lachachma Yisrael b'maisov. Shal ze. There's no nachas ruach. Ein daitam noiche aleihem. The dust is not noicha aleihem, heimenu al yodai. So that means ein datam noicha aleihem al yodai. Because of him, ein datam noicha aleihem. Now, lulei de mistafine, I would say Rashi saying here a whole megillah. Ein achas ruach, ein datam noicha aleihem, because of him. There's a Murdike Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Bolok. Rabbeinu Bachai says, he says like this, by Chachma Yisroel, I efshel lohem b'loy hiru teure b'afilu rega. By the Chachma Yisroel, the words, limud ha-teure was consistent. Filu rega. If someone was machlish datum, someone was begin bekvoidon umachshavtom, nifziku meyachoch meshemachashvim botomit. So memela, they couldn't continue learning like this. The das was kulei dovak in Torah. Afilu, there was a rega. If someone was brought them achalishas adas, so they brought about a half second limud ha-Torah. Umi shegoram loy keim, a person who's goyim, but you have a Talmud Chochem, that's Dovak in Torah, and you're goyim in Chalisha Sadas, it's not only the Chalisha Sadas, it means you're oiker him, milimudai, he was Dovak in Torah. Reihu kimekatzitz benetiyas. That's called, that is, and the tia is is in the tia in Teire, and he's makatzit. V'roi shetochel atlolo olof. Such a person deserves to be gesholt. A person. And he says, that pshat in posik b'keya eitzim yisokein bo. So posik in kehelas. Now, pshat in posik is, if you learn kipshuta, it means b'keya eitzim, a person chops wood, he's talking about will get warm. It's an exercise. That'll make a person warm. But he says, no, the Gemara means like this, by Keya Eitzim, you split the Chibol to the Eitz Achayim. They were Dovuk to the Eitz Achayim. Perhaps we can say, Ke Odom Eitz Asode, and he was Dovuk in the Eitz Achayim, and you were by Keya Eitzim. Yisokein Bom, that's a sakone. That's a sakon. And that is why, he says, we find many times in Chazal, that the Nosem Bo'eino V'nasa Gal Shal Atzomis. So he says, why did this happen? He was Goyer Mem Chalishas Adas. Nu? He said, no, that's it. If you Goyer Mem Chalishas Adas, you were made a pirut he was Mechubot to the Torah, and you made a Bekiya, that's a sakon. As is the Rabbeinu Bachai. So lulei de mistafine, I would say that what Rashi is saying over here, ein nachas ruach lechachme Yisrael b'maiso, not nachas ruach, but nish kein nachas munem, ein datum noiche aleihem. Das is not, to see such a thing, ein datum noiche aleihem, Their das is not noicha aleim, himenu al yodai. Fine. We'll come back to this. So lechayre, if this is what Rashi is saying, and that a noicha aleim al yodai, he did a terrible thing. He did what the Rabbeinu Bachai was speaking about. He was goyim them chalishes hadas, and that am noicha aleim. So we'll see. Now Rashi says, "Onu ein lonu klola cheres." We don't have another klola. Ela einoi hagun beinei chachamim. He's not hagun beinei chachamim. Now Rove Epis said something over here, and. Now let us just see for 1 minute Tosfos, and Dachsim Rashi also is saying something similar. What did Rove say? The Braisa Nami Yochitoni. Achoisa boy ein ruach hachomim neichemeno. The Braisa says, if a noise even noise in Bidvorim, there was no Maisa Kinyin, and Ruach HaChomim Noichemena, and Rava says, Onu, and Lonu, El and Ruach HaChomim Noichemena. What is Rava Mechadish? That's what it says in the Braisa. Yesh, Loima, Da Ashmin, and the Ruach HaChomim Noichemena, Lav Hainu Mishapora Diktoni Bereish. Now, so from Taisusi, Amor Dikazach, you could learn the Baraisa. The Baraisa says if a person gave if a person gave mois, become vakim kachaloch, he did a gaval de kavre, aval omru mishapore manche de ramabo, manche de rafloge. We can't change the aloche kachaloche, but he's gesholt. Then the Baraisa says further, vanoise venoisem bedvorim loikone, vachoise ben ruach achomim loichemenu. So Tosfos says, without Rove, I would say also the same thing. Noisim noisim do is also not koine. By ruach hachomim noichemene, that's gematria klole. So Rove said, no, onu ein lo, no. He's not saying that. I mean, the Moshe Sinek Kasha and Resh Lakish, why is there Mishapore? Without Rove, I wouldn't have a problem why there's a Mishapore. The Braise Gufe is saying, noisim noisim midvorim, ein ruach hachomim noichemene, and I would learn this is equivalent, this is a klola, like a Mishapore. So Rava said, no, onu ein lonu. And that's Gufis Pshat and Rashi. That Rashi said in the beginning, in the Baraisa, in Achas Ruach, Lach Misho B'maisa, ein daitam noicha aleyem al yodai, which is pretty dangerous, this is like the Rabbeinu Bechai. And but Rava said, onu ein lonu klol achers, no, it's not a klole. You have to know, it means, you have to take it with the whole chayim, it's not, it doesn't mean more than that. Could be that is pshat, that was what Rava was mechadish. So the Gemara says that the Dvorim, Dvorim vika batai mois koi bavo mishum dvorim shabo al kach lechla maise. That means the dvorim brought about a maise. Avol mois leikonami deraise. This is Reish Lakish. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, mois kainis midaraise. But you can be chayza. The Navkemino. Now, do we have to know this is a Shvera Rashi, but let's first figure out what Rashi is saying. The Navkemino. Now Rashi wants to say, what is the Navkemino between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? According to Reish Lakish, I mean, it can be Chayis according to both. I mean, it's a Moisenim Kainis. That's how the Rabbi Shimon says, by dinners of Kainetalis. So Rashi says, "V'nafkemina l'inyan isura." There'll be a nafkemina between the Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan l'inyan isura. kim goin im kidesh boy esai shel ab yechnen ab kedushin de midraise kanye ve di dei hu reish lokish loy habi kedush. So now, what is Rashi saying? What was the story? Rashi brings down a scenario in Kiddush by Yeseisha. Who was the Kiddush and what's the boy? So Rabbi Keveger has two mahalchim, Pshat and Rashi. One mahalach Rabbi Keveger wants to say, in Kiddush by Yeseisha means the lekeach. The lekeach, the val, I gave someone money. I gave someone money. Before anyone had charota, talking about Rav Shimon, the Moicha can have charota, before anyone had charota, I went, and I was Mekadosh Anisha. The Lekeach is Mekadosh Anisha, which did not make Meshicha. The Chayfetz is still by the Moicha. There's Mekadosh Anisha. Now, how do you do that? With Kinyan Suda. That means it was Makta. He went over, so let's be Megashim Dinyin. He went over to Jula, he bought a ring from the jeweler, the ring is still by the jeweler. Fine, he goes over to the Isha, Areyat Mekadeshes, gives us, it's my ring, it was kind of the ring, and I'm now makna you the ring with Kinyan Suda, you give me a Suda, I makna you the ring, you should be Mekadesh with that ring, that's by the jeweler, by the Moicha. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal Kozma, no one had Chalote, so she's married, she's an Eishes Ish, finished, She acquired the ring. She'll be married. According to Reish Lakish, she's not married. The ring never belongs to him. Moisenim kindness. That's one side Rabbi Keveger had. On this side, he has two problems. One problem he has, he doesn't know what is pshat that Chazal v'oike kinyin kesef. One side he has the v'oike kinyin kesef. Mina teure kesef is koine. Mida rabbonon. Rabbonon son kesef is not koine. It's not koine. So that is why he can be choise, because it's not koine tak. So if it's not koine, so the ring doesn't belong to the lekeya. So he can't be mekadosh anisha. That's one problem he has. Then he says, afilo you will say that it is koine, but the moicha is a schus chazore. That means that there's a kinyan, Bashar Rosham, the moicha could be mevatel the kinyan, chemikana lahaba. He says then, so he holds the lekeach cannot be makne, the ring to the isha, because even though the ring belongs to him, it's ene bershusai. It's not bershusa lekeach, since the moicha has the capability of being chayzer. So it's not called Bershus HaMoicha. We learned in Baba Kama, if you sell something that you can't be marked to something, that's any Bershus. So he has a problem with this. So if Pshat and Rashi is that the Lekeach was Mekadosh with the ring, so first of all, there's no Bechlal of the ring belongs to the Lekeach since they were Oike Kinyan Keser. Or a fellow would say, does belong, but he can't be makna the ring to the isha because it's a nebushus. So that can't be pshat and rashi. So what is pshat and rashi? Pshat and rashi is the moicha was makadish with the mois. That means the mois belongs to the kozman, the moicha isn't choiser, he can use the mois. And if it's not a kinyan, they have to start the mei, they work at the kinyan. But we had a thesis that Nachman Gimel and Medalev, since Mois Kodesh Midaraisa, the Moich has a right to use the Mois, it's a halva, but the Moich has a right to use the Mois. So speaking of, if you hold Mois Kodesh, if you hold Mois Kodesh, he doesn't have a right to use the Mois. Thesis is such a tzad and Nachman Gimel and Medalev to say this sin, if Moich has a right to use the Mois, and not the Stoli, if you hold Mois Kodesh Midaraisa, not Mois Kodesh. He wants to say that that is pshat. Rashi, that the Mois was Mekadosh an Isha with the money. So if you hold Mois kindness, it's his money. If you hold Mois Henekes, it's not his money either. He's not right to use the money, it's not his money. So she's not Mekadosh. This is Rabbi Kevega. What is one of me dike when the Loshna of Rashi and Kiddush boy? It's the money, it should be even Kiddush Behem. The boy is Okay, but this is Al Kaponim. That, let's say the two Taisvus. Omar Rav Shimon, Afa Pisha Amru, Legasini Rav Shimon, Alozat, Bekes, Amneshech, Muchach, Einu, Rav Shimon Ben Yevoy. Von Vike Bedai, Moiskoi, Ba'avo, Vim Toima, Da Korilo, Mai Korilo, Mein, the Reisha says what Mois is that is a Mishapara without Mois. It's not. So what's the kasha? So the Reish Lakish talking about with Mois. Reish Lakish the Hach Baraisa Rab Shimini. The Baraisa that says that with Mois is a Mishapara. That's going to go according to Rab Shimini, the Sava Mois Koinis, Hapilul Reish Lakish. Velo, according to Reish Lakish, Lakach would be the Kika Mois, Koi Beav, it was a Kenyan Mois. A Makshim, Medam, Reish Lakish, Dein Mois Koinis, Larabon, and Ledvon, Veloi Mois, Larab Shimon. The Gemara held that if Mois is not Koinis, so Mois is not Koinis, it's equivalent to Dvorim, because there's no Kenyan. And that was what Reish Lakish was Mechadish. No, even though there's no Kenyan, but Dvorim, Bahadei Mois, there's Mois also, then there's a Mishapor. There's Veikabadai Mois Koibah. That was Shlokish's Hiddish. Omar Rabbe. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to learn the Gemara the way the Rishash learns Pshat in the Gemara. Later the Rishash says that, later the Rishash says that Rashi didn't learn like this, but Al Kaponim, let us, he says in the Gemara, it's very Gishmak. Omar Rove, Kro Umasnise Mesayle Le Reish Lakish. There's a Posek, there's a Baraise, that's a Rayet Reish Lakish. Kro Dechsiv, it says in the Posek, by Shavuos HaPekodin, it says, Bekichesh, Bamisoi, Bepikodin, Ibisumus Yod, Ibegozel, Oyoshek as a Misoi. Sumas Yod. Now, what is the, let's say, Taitshverta? So, he was Makrish, Bepikodin. So, what does that mean? That means that someone gave him a Pekodin, and he was Makrish, and he swore, no, you never gave me a pekod. Gezel means he stole something. He's teveya, the gezel, and he said, no, I never stole it. So these two cases, he's teveya from him, a davar miyuchad. He's not someone that you owe me a chayfetz, you owe me the pekod, you owe me the gezel, and he's makrish with a shvuah. Now there's two more cases. Oy besumis yot is a halva. Oyoshek as a misay means that he hired a worker. He has to pay him, and he's not paying him. So two cases. We have two cases. He didn't pay up a choyv. Sumis yot is a halva, and oyoshek as a misay means oyoshek schasocher that he had to pay him, and he's not paying up. Now, if we'll learn the posik like a maratzim, so we'll say, yeah, talking about four cases. Two cases speaking about he stole something or he gave up a cotton. There he's mourning a double ben. And sumes yod in oishik speaking about he's mourning not a double ben. You owe me money. I lent you money. You pay me back the money. I work for you. Pay me back. Fine. That's how an Amar Oretz would learn Pshat in the Pasuk. Amar Rav Chisde said, no, you don't learn that Pshat. Kegain sheyichid loy keili lahalbosoy. It's speaking about that when he lent him the money, he was meyached a keili, that he says, listen, you owe me money, I don't want you to pay me money. You have this keili, I want this Kaili, I want to be koine this Kaili with the chayv. That means, I don't want you to pay me yet. You owe me money for the chayvish b'makne me this keili. So he's makne him the keili, and let us just for a minute hold milvis kaine, like is a paiskim if milvis kaine. Let's just for a minute that milvis kaine. So that means there was a yichud keili through the halva. That he says, for the money that you owe me, be makne me this keili. Oy oshak es amisoi is speaking about, same thing, the socha finished working, and he's coming. He says, listen, I work for you, you owe me $100, not for the $100 that you owe me, be makne me a keili. So Abchizda said, kigoy she yichad loy kli la halva soi. Now, so the Baal Rav Chisda is saying Pshat and Posik. Rav Chisda is saying Pshat and Posik. He was Meyachad. All these four cases are the same. Now, just like Pekodin in Gezel, he's mourning a double miyuchit. He's mourning a chayfet. Sumas Yod in Oishik, he's also mourning a chayfet. He was Meyachad. A keli, this should be for the payment, and let us just say for practical purposes, he was makne him the keli with kinyin kesef. Yeah, for the chayv, I makne him the keli. Let's just say for 1 minute that milve is kind. We'll come back to this problem. Right? Okay. And he swore, you need a yichud keli, and you have to swear to be makrish. A double meyuchid, and he would say his money back, keili, and he's makrish. V'chiyahadreiko, later the posik says, so good, so he's makrish, he mourned him, he said, no, nishkishtaygen, nishkiplaygen, I swear, I didn't do it, finished, he doesn't know it, finished. Later this person had a hira tshuve, he's moide, no, I swore false. V'chi hadrei kro, ksi v'hoye ki yechta v'yosham, v'osham, then he's moide that he was a chayte, he swore false, v'osham. V'heishiv es agzeila ashe gozal, o yesa oishik ashe osha, ka yesa pikodne shahov kad ito. V'ilo isumas yod lo yahadrei. So the Rishash learns pshat, let's just learn the way the Rishash learns. My time, la mishum de mechasta mishich. So now the Rishash says like this. There are two dinim. There is a din, the kfire b'shvue has to be an adova miyuchet. This din is lav dake if it belongs to you or if it doesn't belong to you. But you have to be kaifa adova miyuchet. So now, let's just say how Rav understood pshat, how Rav is asking the kasha. The Pasuk is speaking about Al-Kochoch is Toiveya from him, a kli that he was Meyachad. And he was Meyachad, he said, for the Choyv, be Matna me the Keili. Fine. And he swore, I never borrowed from you money. Finish, I didn't come. Fine. This person is Chayv HaKom. Now, the second, he's Chayv HaKom because he swore false. Well, he'll be Moide. Later he's Moide. It says, let's stop over here for a minute. So what's the case of Gezel? So he mourned from him, Mr. You have my thing? He said, no, it's yours, it's not yours, it's mine. The lady, no, it is yours. Veheshev es Gezel Ashagos. He has to return the Gezel. This is Gezel. Fine. The Torah discreetly omitted Sumas Yod. Now, why did you say you should return the Sumas Yod? It was Miyachad HaKeli. So, why did the Torah omit this? You know why? Because Moi saying him kindness. That means that the Rishash is like, Legabe, the din of Shvua has to be an Adova Miyuchid. You don't need Kinyan Kesef. If you're Miyachad, he's money from a Machavis, and he swears false that I don't owe you the Chavis, I'll stachi if Shua is enough. But when it comes to the Heshiv, you need Kinyan Kesef. I should return it to you. It has to belong to you. And since the Mois Einam Kainis, according to Abi Eichen, according to Rish Lakish, so it doesn't say the Heshiv is Sumas Yod. because it never belonged to him. Doesn't have to return the keli. Never was kind of the keli. This was Rav's kasha. Why did the Torah omit sumisyon? Now, Kan Shaila Ben, and what's with Oishik? We'll talk about that soon. Oishik is also the same problem. By Oishik it says, Oishik HaShoshik. No, it's also a Mois kindness. But we'll talk about that soon. But Al Kaponim, Rav's Raya was, since the Torah omitted Sumas Yod, you know why? Because there's no Chiyiv Veheishiv on Sumas Yod, because Mois ain't him kindness. Araya Teresh Lokish. Kro Misayel Teresh Lokish. And I just have a problem. So what's Oishik? If you're right, so why does he have to return to Oishik? That's a problem. So that we'll see the Gemara. Vila Sumas Yod, lo yahadrei. It doesn't say you have to return the Sumas Yod. My time, la mishum de mechasra mishiche. Because he didn't make a mishiche. He was only kaine the keili with kesef, and kesef ain't a kaine. So that he doesn't have to return it. You learn Chumash properly, you'll see Chumash is not like Rabbi Yechon. She says, yes, you're saying, you're bringing a Rai that Mois ain't the kindness, because it doesn't say Sumashiach. It says Oishik. Oishik is the same story. That he owed him money for schas ocher, he was miyachid and mekeli, and there it says ve'eishim es oishik. No, so the Torah says that Mois kindness, and you have to return the keli that he was miyachid. So it says oishik in sumas yod. The Torah has to be a reichel, say everything. That's. So Rav said, hocheb ma'iskin ken shenotle mimenu b'chozri v'ifkidei etzle. Ah, he says, Oishik is talking about a different case. Oishik is talking about, he was Meyachad HaKeili, and the worker came to him and said, listen, I want to make a Mashiach on the Keili. I want to make sure the Keili is mine. I know more saying I'm kindness. I want to make a Mashiach on the Keili. Made a Mashiach on the Keili. But then he went over to the Baal Bos, listen, I can't take the Keili now with me. You hold the Keili. It's my Keili now. That's the payment for my work. I'll come back for you later. And Monday Kaili comes back to him the next day Monday Kaili, Balabas says La Bam, and he swears, Ishkishtoigan, Ishkifloigan, that was the mice. The later when the Balabas says Maida, so that he swore false, he has to return to Kaili, because he was kind of the Kaili with Mashiach. Heinu Pekodin, that's the story, he made a Mashiach, and then he gave it back to him, that's Pekodin. Mal says, Tregavni Pekodin. It's two types of pekodin. Here it started off with Oishik's chasoche, and he was kainet. This was mamish pekodin. So the two types of pekodin. So the Torah makes in two cases. But al kaponim. So if I care, Papa, why doesn't it say sumas yod? It's a raya that Mois ain't him kainet. So the Gemara says no ihochi sumas yod nami lahadri. So it says according to you is also shver, just like by Oishik. The Torah was a hadrein, you say it's speaking about, you can also have a chiyav hashava on Oishik, if he made a meshiche. So, sumashiyot nami ladre, but look, I'm going to not lay menu, because of his kidoy etzla. Why didn't the Torah say sumashiyot also? So Rav answered like this, iya hadrei kro, you're right, if the posik would have said that you have to return the sumashiyot, leit yufte v'leisiyat, I don't have a kasha, and there's no raya. That means the Torah said everything, you have to return. So now you can learn two ways. You can learn Mois kindness, that you have to return everything. Or you can learn Mois einem kindness, and you made a Mashiach on both. That means if the Torah would not omit sumas yod, so whatever you'll say, you can say, the Mois kindness, or Mashiach kindness, however it is. But now the Torah omitted sumas yod. Why did the Torah omit it? Be consistent. Misayale. Oh, this is a Rai ready to Reish Lakish. The Torah omitted it because the Torah wanted to tell you that if there was a yichud keili and sumas yod for a korban, Rabbi Chayim, But there's no din hashava because mois einem kindness. That's why the Torah omitted some shav. Frag the Gemara weiter, wo Asanya, Omar, Rabshimen, Rabshimen said, Menayin liten, so Omar, Lamaylo, Lamato, Dechsiv, Oy, Mikola, She, Yishova, Olav, Lesheker. It says, when it says, Vahishib, Oy, Mikola, She, Yishova, Olav, Lesheker. Vomar, Rab Nachman, Omar, Rab, Barbu, Omar, Rab, Lerab, Sumas, Yad, Lehishon. So, Fakir, so here, it's, whatever we're missing now, the Torah is telling us, L'rabi Shemesh Yad L'Yishovim. So the Gemara says, Abahed Yemiya Lo Yahad Reiko. So Abahed Yemiya Lo Yahad Reiko, but Befeirish the Torah didn't mention it. So that's the Raya. That means, since the Torah omitted Shemesh Yad, the Torah is giving us a message. By Shemesh Yad, the Pashtus, there's no Din Hashove, because Mois Einem Koyin. That's the message what the Torah is giving us. It's possible to return to Mashiach if we made a Mashiach and the Kaili. But the Torah admitted it that we should open up our eyes and see man is standing to Mashiach mi pekodin v'gezel to tell you that to Mashiach mois einem kindness, and that's why there's no din hashav. That is how the Rishash learns Pshat in the Gemara. So the Yisoid of the Rishash is that Yichud Kaili you need for a Kolman, and Yichud Keili is not dependent in Kinyan, Afila, because it says the Zachiyev Kolman, the Shakla B'tayas and the Din Vaheshev, Ayimachuyev to be Meshev, the Sumashev. There the Pasuk, you don't have to be Meshev. But Akaponim Achiyev Kolman there is. So that's what the Rishash says. Lagabi, the Din, Yichud Keili, you don't have to be kind of the Keili in order to be Chayav HaKom. As long as you are Miyachad the Keili, it's Dumi the Pekodim, and there's a Kfire and a Dova Proti and a Dova Miyuchet. But Lagabe Yashove, there you need Kinyan Kesev, and the Torah omitted Bekavone Sumes Yod to tell us there's no Din Hashove. But let's go once, but according to Reish Lakish, that's according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakash, according to Reish Lakish, so it says, Sumes Yod, this is what Rishash wants to accomplish. But according to Reish Lakish, the Torah mentioned the beginning Sumes Yod, because Lagabi the Chiev, Shvue, Yechayev with Yichud alone, even though Mois Einem Koines. So that's when the first Pasuk is speaking about the Chiev Kolben of the Shvue. As long as you're miyachad a keli, you're chayev a kolben, even though you want koine. The heishiv, you never have to be meishiv the keli, because mois einem koine. This is how the Rishash learns Pshat in the Gemara. And now let us see Rashi, we'll see, he says that Rashi did not learn like that. Here's the problem with Rashi. Now let us see Rashi. Mesayei l'reish lokish, d'raisenami leikoni mois lehedit. That what Rashi says, Lehedid Lechera Rashi means because Rashi bought a posif, the Makir of Kinyan Kesev is Nosna Kesev a Komloi. So Mamela, we know that there is a Kinyan Kesev by Hegdish, but by Hedid there's no Kinyan Kesev according to Reish Lakish. Zot Rashi weiter. Sumas Yod Halvo. Omar Rav Chizda Kain She Yichud Loi Haloi Ve Kli Oleo Da Vedum Yed Pikod. It was a Yichud Keili, so then it's similar to Pikod. Dilu Kofa Ba Halvo Grei Dos. It's only a Kfire in the Halvo, not in a Dova Miyuchid. Le Mechayiv Kod Mishvu. Oil Venit Ne Loi Tso. So they made, he's not moaning his money back, because the money already belongs to the loyve, she's just moaning a chiv. Oishik, schar socher, shichad le keili le yoshkai. Vi loy, le mechai va kvir schar socher, kol mishvui. Loy meyach le vapi navshe, it's not a dova miyuchet, ki pekodm, begezl, vabeda. Vchi yahad reko le hishovet. Laache shohid, ki yech tovo osham, now he's chayv ba shovet. So it doesn't say he has to return the keli by sumis yod la mishim the mechusa mishich or he say keli. Because since he never made a mishich and the keli, the malva was never kind of the keli.
So the Gemara says, but Moishik the Hadriko. But you see, Moishik the Torah did say Moishik. Mikivin the Hadriko Loishik. You also have the same problem. The Machaso Nami Meshich, there's only a Kinyi Kesa. La Yitzach Ladur, Elisha Meshiot, the Moishik Nailof Lay. I learned now from Moishik that Moishik is a Dinah Shavit. But it's a Din Kolmo, we'll see, even though there was no Meshich. The Mo says, no. He took the keli because of his kidei etzli. He yochi the ma'ida had the kra mukmes, but the loy mechusa meshiche. Nei nami the meshiche beinon. Good, you're saying you need meshiche. According to Reish Lakish, la hadre kra nami l'sum meshiot benuk mi ba'ochi. Say this, or the Torah should mention some Meshiyodin also. Moshe says, Yadri, Kole, Hava, Gemrinin, Loi, Tiyufte, Loi, Siyate. You couldn't learn anything, I wouldn't know. Loi, Siyate, Rabbi Yochanan, look me with the Loi, Moshe. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's been about what I have, Meshiche, for Yishlokish, look me with the Moshe. But hash, the Loi, Yadri, Misayulay. But now, since the Torah did not mention some Meshiyodin, so that's not mentioning it's a raya. The midahadre la oishik